excitement that everything that we've been doing and trained for over that long period was coming to a head. And as we were standing by the aeroplane ready to go, somebody said, "Christ, look at this lot." And coming round the perimeter track were the French Canadians with green berets. Some had their head shaved with a V of hair, black and white stripes on their faces, bandoliers of machine gun bullets round their shoulders, hand grenades looped in the sleeves of their jackets. And we loaded them on board the aircraft, and we were very pleased to see these very fearsome-looking French Canadians going that way and not coming this way, you know.
What was it like, actually, when you watched them fly off?
Elation. Great, great elation.
Can you describe the sight of them going?
All round the perimeter track would be lines and lines and lines of Dakotas, all waiting to turn. And you'll get one going about every 30 seconds. And then circling into a squadron, into a formation, and then flying off to France. And then more would form a formation, and they would go off to France. And it just continued all morning.
What were you feeling?
Elation.
Weren't you worried?
Oh, no. We were excited. We're 18-year-old, you know. You get worried when you start getting to about 30 or 40, when you start getting depressed, yeah, or decrepit. 10 days later, and on the tannoy, it said, "Anybody not on duty, please report to the air landing strip." And we went down there, and the Dakotas were coming in from Normandy, and there was a big long line of about 50 ambulances waiting. We would help to get them off the plane. We'd go and we'd wash them and shave them and make them generally feel as comfortable as possible.
What was going through your mind as an 18-year-old? Surely some of them were terribly wounded.
Well, the obvious one is one of relief that you're not on the stretcher.
70 years on this year, what does it mean to you when you think of that day and what the role was that you played in it?
Pride's the main thing. That what we did in our very, very small, tiny way have contributed towards this wonderful, wonderful freedom of Europe.